Imagine standing at a crossroads where two paths diverge, one labeled religious certainty and the other skeptical doubt. What if there was a third path, hidden but accessible, that transcends this false choice? This is the invitation of the Naked Now. Unlike typical spiritual guides that tell you what to believe, this book teaches you how to see, offering a perceptual shift that moves beyond the polarized thinking dividing our world. The contemplative mind sees past either-or thinking into both and reality, where transformation becomes possible. The divine presence isn't something to achieve through spiritual techniques or religious performance. It's already here, waiting to be recognized, as immediate as your next breath and as intimate as your own consciousness. We're not on a quest to find God elsewhere. We're learning to recognize what has been present all along. The spiritual journey isn't about earning divine favor, but awakening to divine presence. Most of us live in patterns of distraction or control. Some create lives of self-protection, believing they have all answers already. Others choose busyness or entertainment, avoiding deeper questions through what could be called intensity rather than presence. After transformation, you realize someone found you rather than you finding anything. The truth is startlingly simple. You can neither earn nor lose the Holy Spirit. It's already sealed within you. Sinners are simply those unaware of who and whose they are. Prayer isn't about getting what you want, but experiencing faith, hope, and love within yourself, practicing heaven now. The essential religious experience is being known through rather than knowing yourself. God becomes more verb than noun, more process than conclusion, more experience than dogma. The Jewish revelation of God's name offers profound insight into authentic spirituality. The Tetragrammaton, YHV, was considered unspeakable. Any attempt to know it was in vain. But here's the revelation. The name was not spoken, but breathed. Many scholars believe Yehovah replicates inhalation, YH, and exhalation, wish, meaning we speak God's name with every breath. This levels all playing fields. There's no Christian, Jewish, or Muslim way of breathing, no rich or poor way. God becomes as accessible as breathing itself, connecting us to all humanity, animals, plants, and even stardust from the original Big Bang. Every breath becomes a prayer, every moment an opportunity for divine connection. Right now, as you read these words, you're participating in this divine exchange. The breath sustaining you carries the divine name. This isn't abstract theology, but immediate experience, if we have eyes to see and ears to hear. Imagine three people standing by the ocean, watching the same sunset. The first person enjoys the physical beauty through the eye of flesh. The second appreciates both the beauty and scientific explanations through the eye of reason. The third experiences all this but also remains in awe before the underlying mystery connecting everything, seeing with the eye of true understanding. This third eye seeing happens when heart space, mind space, and body awareness simultaneously open, creating presence, a moment of deep inner connection that pulls you into the naked now. Without this contemplative gaze, we remain trapped in dualistic us and them thinking that breeds discontent and violence. A mystic has simply moved from belief systems to actual inner experience. Unfortunately, organized religion often keeps people in places where everything can be made certain through language. Have you noticed how much religious discourse revolves around words and concepts rather than experience? We debate doctrines endlessly while missing the transformative encounter those doctrines were meant to point toward. All-or-nothing thinking causes tremendous mistakes, bad judgments, and hurt. While binary thinking works for simple situations, it's completely inadequate for life's major questions. The ability to stand back and calmly observe our inner dramas without rushing to judgment is foundational for spiritual seeing, the primary form of dying to self that Jesus lived and Buddha taught. Western religion became preoccupied with telling people what to know rather than how to know, what to see rather than how to see. Contemplation keeps the whole field open, remaining vulnerable before the moment without creating false dichotomies. It's full access knowing, pre-rational, rational, and transrational simultaneously. Jesus was the first non-dual religious teacher of the West, but we fail to understand his teaching because we approach it with dualistic minds. When spiritual leaders haven't experienced transformation themselves, religion becomes merely a career and worship just something one attends. As Karl Rahner prophetically stated, the devout Christian of the future will either be a mystic or cease to be anything at all. Jesus tells his busy friend Martha that only one thing is necessary, presence. Like Martha, we're often distracted with all the serving, doing what seems right, but missing the essential quality of being present. Without presence to ourselves, others, and God, our goodness does no good. Knowledge is merely gathering information about the 10,000 things, but wisdom is seeing those things differently. Wisdom isn't accumulating facts, but achieving a different way of seeing. It is precisely the freedom to be present. People who are fully present know how to see fully and truthfully. True conversion isn't a one-time event, but a lifelong process of rewiring, affecting head, heart, and gut. Wisdom is given, not taken, waited for, not demanded. Great spirituality is always about letting go, and this happens through two paths, great love and great suffering. Neither can be willed or programmed. The path to true objectivity comes through healing our subjectivity, what theologian Bernard Lonergan called conversion. This process cleanses perception so we can see things as they truly are. Lonergan identifies three essential levels: intellectual conversion, moving beyond mere sense perception; moral conversion, purifying motives from ego satisfaction; and religious conversion, allowing ourselves to live as being in love. This transformation into love is the heart of spiritual conversion, not merely joining a religion or holding strong opinions. The principle is simple yet profound. Transformed people transform people, through attraction rather than promotion. When we encounter someone genuinely transformed by love, something in us recognizes and responds to that authenticity. The contemplative tradition isn't about escaping reality, but seeing it more clearly. It's about awakening to the naked now, the present moment where divine presence can be experienced directly. Through practices of silence, solitude, and surrender, we learn to drop beneath the passing show of thoughts and emotions to become calm seers of our own dramas. What if the divine presence you've been seeking has been with you all along, as close as your next breath? What if transformation isn't about becoming something else, but seeing what already is? The invitation remains open, to awaken to the naked now, where love and presence reveal themselves as the one thing truly necessary.